Yeah, I was happy, and it was cold as well. It was a bitterly cold night up in Bray, but conditions were very good. The pitch was in great condition, and yeah, we were delighted. We had a good win against Dundalk schools in the semi-final, and we were playing actually Louth schools in the final, and they were a lot stronger than the Dundalk team we played. And I have to say the lads played excellent. Yeah, they were very good, and we were delighted to come away with the win at the end of it.
Yeah, tell us a bit more about the game. A 2-12 to 1-8 win over that Louth combined school. So a 7-point win sounds pretty comfortable, sounds kind of easy enough, but was it like that?
No, well, it was comfortable. We got off to a very good start. Our captain, Shemia Hagen, got a goal in the first few minutes, which set us up well. We played against the wind in the first half, and we were actually leading going into half time. So we felt that if we, if we stayed injury free and we kept our focus, that we would push on and win the game in the second half. And we did do that. We managed to get our subs on as well and give them 20 minutes on the field as well. They were a high standard. The two midfielders for the Louth schools were both Meath men, incidentally, and the two of them won an All-Ireland minor title with Meath this year in Croke Park. So Liam Doyle from Ballyhoke and Jack Higgins from Castleton had the work cut out, but did very well against them. And obviously, and their centre back from Louth schools was the centre back for the Meath minor team that won All-Ireland. So they had a very strong team. They actually were a mix of Meath and Louth men, because obviously one of their schools, Drogheda, is on the coast,
is
on
on
the
the border,
borderline there
border, yeah.
of St. Columbkills, and a lot of their pupils go there, so there was a few Meath men involved in the Louth team as well.
For our team, it's a combined schools team, so it's great to see so many different areas represented. Obviously, the CBS is in Wexford and Enniscorthy, and you've got Gorey Community and the FCJ in Buncloddy, so you're getting a very broad range of players there.
Yeah, that was the idea, and there's actually two players from the man school, Armin, involved as well. So it's great for the likes of the man school, because they'd be competing in the D Leinster Championship, and for the lads to get the to be exposed to that higher standard of football, it'll only do well and bring them on. So for Barry and Patrick to be involved with that caliber of players, which they wouldn't unfortunately get a chance to do because man school are in a lower level, it's great for them. Yeah, Enniscorthy, Gorey, Wexford CBS, FCJ, Buncloddy and man school were the representatives. Obviously, we would have called all the schools, Bridgetown, Selscars, Crea, Kilmuckridge, would have went to all of them and asked representation. But look, unfortunately, we didn't get it from all the schools, and that wasn't for the want of the schools not trying. They just didn't feel they had anyone in sixth year up to that standard. We went with what we had, and look, it's just a strong year in all those schools. We have Gorey and Enniscorthy are competing in the B Championship, and both have qualified to the latter stages of the South Leinster Championship, both in the semi-finals. And actually, incidentally, FCJ Buncloddy are playing Port Laoise next Tuesday, and if they defeat them, that would be three Wexford schools in the B South Leinster final. So obviously, one will have to play another, but it would be great to have that along with St. Peter's and Kilcounsel, obviously competing in A. And I just obviously recently we had them playing off in the big championship match down in Power Park.
Absolutely, and it's great to see that Wexford sides are coming up against each other now, and there is a sense of dominance now here in the county.
Yeah, look, that's the idea behind it. It's to expose boys to as much of a higher standard of football as possible. Incidentally, now we've got, the way this has worked out, we have three Wexford teams now competing in the Brother Bosco Cup, in the knockout stages of the Brother Bosco Cup. And funnily enough, the draw has actually pitted the combined school team potentially in the same side as St. Peter. So if St. Peter's were to beat Tullamore before Christmas, then St. Peter's will play the combined schools in the quarter final of the Leinster A competition, and Kilcounsel have qualified, probably more than likely, to play Naas. Look, it is great. It can only bode well for Wexford football going forward. I'm sure David Murphy is rubbing his hands being the under-20 manager, that the majority of his team are getting exposed to this standard of football before the under-20 kicks off next year.
And important to remember too that there were no competitions during the last school year because of all the craziness that was going on. So I'd say the lads were probably dying to play a bit of ball this year too.
Yeah, look, and it has to be said, like, preparations wouldn't have been ideal or anything for this, because when we entered it, there were things like, obviously you have to take everything else into the lads' lives that is happening. So the under-20 football championship is on at the moment, so you have to give the clubs the players first. They have to be club first at this time of the year, because their under-20 football championship is going on. And then during the week, I feel that the players should be, their priority should be with their schools teams, because they're out in hurling and football championships week in, week out as well. So it's obviously hard to get days to fit this competition in, but we've done our best, to be honest with you. We haven't trained a whole lot, because we've made a decision that we want to keep the lads fresh rather than flogging them, because we had to give them to their schools, and not that we had to give them to their schools, but the schools is our priority. So they're really, this is their probably third choice at the moment, but for them to be exposed again to this standard of football and to have a match to look forward to playing St. Peter's or Tullamore, in my eyes, has made it all worth it. And obviously most of them are in sixth year, so So as well as their county commitments, their school hurling football and their under 20 football championships going on at the moment, they have obviously their leaving cert, which is pretty big, and a couple of them are trying to do weekend jobs as well. So we had to try to take all that into account before going to fix these games.
Absolutely, and burnout is such an issue at that age as well, so it's great to see that that's being prioritised too. So you guys now head for the Brother Bosco next year, so that's the Leinster Colleges people might know better as, and what would you say your chances are like in that?
I'm a big fan of the A colleges. I went to obviously Gorey Community School myself, and we would have competed probably in B and C when I was in school. I never had the opportunity to play combined colleges football. I suppose predominantly there would have been a combined colleges hurling team all through my school years and for the last 10 or 15 years as well. So obviously when I got the job, I was eager to try and see could I set up a combined schools football team to try and expose the lads to a higher standard of football and let them enjoy playing A football, because unfortunately boys from Exeter CBS, Gorey, FCJ, Manschool and Enniscorthy, their teams are in B at the moment, so they don't get to play that standard. So do I know much about the other colleges? I suppose a little, because I'm only going on results over the last few years. Schools like Naas CBS, St. Pat's and Navan, obviously Colm O'Rourke, the big school up in Meath, huge football in schools, St. Mel's of Longford, Marist College of Athlone, then you have our own schools, St. Peter's Local Council, Knockbeg from Carlow. So you have some massive schools involved. Do I think we have a chance? Absolutely I do. I think these are a great bunch of lads. They're very committed. They love playing for their county. They love putting that crest on their jersey, no matter if you're playing. I always say to them, no matter if you're playing ice hockey or you're playing, not that you're playing ice hockey, no extra good, I say if you're playing, well, no matter what sport you're playing, whether it be table tennis, soccer, football, or hurling or rugby, when the Wexford crest is on your chest, you have to give it everything, and they do that, you know. So we'll see how we go. It'll be a new territory for us. Obviously we have to put the focus on the lads. They obviously have their own B championships to focus on, so hopefully we'll have Enniscorthy, Gumry and FCJ competing for the latter end of the B championship as well, and I wouldn't rule out one of them teams trying to win the South Leinster final and pushing on towards the Leinster title that as well. So if we can have all them in January and February, it'll obviously be a busy time for the boys, but once under 20 football starts then in April, they'll have a lot of grounding done and they'll have a great foundation under themselves.
It's nearly cold enough, you could probably play ice hockey in some parts of the county at the minute.
Well,
anyway.
You could, true.
Listen, you were talking about David Murphy rubbing his hands seeing these lads come true. I'm sure yourself and Shane Roach and that for the senior county team are rubbing your hands seeing how the sides are getting on in Leinster at the minute as well. Shells in action in our live game next week in the Leinster semi against Naas. That's really a brilliant achievement, finally putting those Wexford ghosts in the provincials to bed.
Yes, absolutely. It was lovely to see Shells. I was watching it eagerly there last week, and I have to say it was a daunting task. There was a big crowd from Nave Martin up there, and you know, it's not an easy place to go to, and they done well. They stuck to their task, and for Wexford football it was important to get that monkey off our back. I was involved in two games myself. We were beaten by Screen by 2 points in 2010, and Aerog beat us in 2019 by 4 points, so we were eager to try and put that to bed as well, and we didn't, and that was obviously with Castdown. So delighted to see the Shell lads winning, delighted to see Crossbeg, Ballymurnam winning. Unfortunately for Clongeen, they didn't get over the line, and it's just good to see them all competing at a higher standard. And I keep saying this, the more people we can get to play at a higher standard, it's only going to bode well for Wexford football. So you know, it's been very positive, and the more lads we see from myself and Shane's point of view and not the management team with the seniors, the more lads we see competing at a higher standard, it's only going to help us as well. Because you talk about the combined schools, then you talk about our colleges, we have to mention the fact that Paddy Hughes and Liam Coleman are starting week in week out for an exceptional DCU team. They went down to UL last week, a team that boasted David Clifford, and they beat them in the Ryan Cup semi-final, and we've lads like Connor Cho and Darragh Lyons and Colin Feeney starting and playing every week on the Minu team. Gavin Sheen is down in UL, and we've a few lads in IT Carlow, Waterford IT, and these lads are being exposed. Martin O'Connor obviously has been ever present on the UCD team for the last 4 years. So look, it's no secret, you play at a higher standard, you become a better player, and that's what we're trying to promote.